Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Everybody, I'm Mike Gorman along with Tom Heinz, and welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich, should I blast myself? Same old jokes, even worse is Fred. Man, don't know dick, makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Suck enough to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Felger and Mads, brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, your brother close to me.
Puckhead.
And that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. You can watch us on twitch.tv, get to 98.5, the Sports Hub application. Get your app stores, get all the podcasts, listen to the show live. And a night where the Celtics are taking on the Miami Heat right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub is where you'll hear the action, as a matter of fact. And very exciting. My life very exciting leading up to tonight. Big Friday night plans. No.
Oh, okay. No. I thought you were leading up to something there.
No, I played golf yesterday, 11 holes.
Oh, really? Didn't go the full 18?
Because the way the course is designed, once you've played 12, once you tee off on 12, you're kind of invested in being there.
Yeah, so is that one of those where, like, the 11th hole is still near the parking lot?
No, it's nothing's near the parking lot, really, except for the first hole, but in the 18th. But other than that, but to get back to the clubhouse and everything, you have to go through this, like, tunnel, whatever. So you're by the tunnel, so decided to bail at that point.
Were you playing all right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I only lost a couple balls.
Okay.
But I was only playing.
It was perfect, though, yesterday.
Yes. I mean,
that must have been just amazing to do that.
We
have like a 12-hole course here, and it's one of these where you just show up.
Perfect.
And there's no tee times or anything like that. And I think it might be $18 to play.
And it's, 12 holes is perfect. 12 holes is absolutely perfect.
It's perfect. Yep. And it's right next to the one that is like the ridiculously nice one, the one that like Bill Belichick is a member of that's like super duper amazing. And to be quite honest, I don't play golf enough to really know what the difference between one course and the other one is. So $18, I'm A-okay with it.
I think it's pretty clear what's good about a good course and what's not good about a bad
course. But if
I'm
going to suck on either one, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you know, all right.
Thing is, too, is, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, or like me, like who, if they're going to play, it's nice to have like nice scenery. It's like that part of it's the same, and I'm sure the greens are super nice and good, but I couldn't tell the damn difference. I don't know. So $18 for 12 holes is just awesome. And this time of year, like, there's never a wait. You can just show up and get out there, and you can play, and it's me and Joe Weekend Hacker out there, and, you know, and there's no pretense or anything like that. It's fantastic this time of year.
Yeah, I saw Tuukka Rask yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you talk to him?
Did he glare at you? Because he doesn't like you,
no,
right?
He said, what's up, boys?
Yeah.
And I said, hello.
Uh-huh.
He had a tennis bag. He'd been playing tennis.
Oh,
okay.
If that gives you any insight into anything. He'd been playing tennis.
He's lost
that
his passion for hockey.
That's right. Yeah. He's not going to play this year.
He had a leather tennis bag, uh-huh, like an old-looking one. So, I mean, maybe that's the new thing with tennis gear. Is like, you know how probably your parents, because I think at our ages, John, you're, you know, at the front end of our generation, maybe. Are you considered a baby boomer?
No, I don't think I'm there. No.
What year were you born?
67. I'm a little too young to be a boomer.
That's not Generation X, though.
No, I'm not. Kind of in between the two.
You don't have a name. Like, I don't think your generation has a name.
You're a baby boomer.
I thought the boomers were like late 50s, early 60s.
Mm. What if you were born in 1967?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to look this up? All right.
Dan just said John's in that gap.
Not anymore. He's not. But
not in the gap anymore. Although I have the wallet kid here to my left where I can spot the gap quite easily.
It says born in 1967 age. Oh, that's someone who's really putting it in the work. Born in 1967 generation.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
I thought boomers were a little
older. You're Generation X.
Oh, okay.
Look at you.
The front end.
What's
of
up, Captain
X.
MySpace?
Yeah, you're at the front end of Generation X. There's 65 million of us. We're between the baby boomers and the millennials.
Yep. Right in the gap. Yep.
Yep, right in the gap. That's where you belong. But yes, you are right. You're almost a baby boomer, mm-hmm, is what you almost were. You were Generation X. So I think that our parents, I know, Rich, that you were miserably poor, but I would imagine even your parents played tennis.
No, they didn't play tennis.
Because everyone played tennis.
My father did.
Yeah, and but they
used
obviously
to beat
had
the crap out of me. Now, real quick.
I don't care about his game. I want to know about what he carried around. So he had like a leather, but he had that leather bag.
It was Fred Perry. Yes.
Ooh.
A Fred Perry leather tennis bag.
Ooh,
my father.
I love Fred Perry.
Yep.
So
I buy
that
Antifa.
Off your father.
So does what?
Antifa, I believe.
I can't help that Gavin McInnes. Not Antifa. No.
Proud Boys. Proud Boys.
Okay.
That's right. I'm getting the two mixed up. Yes.
Yeah.
The Proud Boys.
Is Fred Perry trying to get away from that? Because they wear the gold and black. They wear the Fred Perrys that are black with the gold Fred Perry emblem.
Yep. Yeah.
And I used to follow him on Fred Perry on Instagram. I'm a huge Fred Perry fan. Huge, 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 huge. I have millions of Fred Perry, all of Fred Perry gear. And I have vitiligo, but people with vitiligo and they're trying everything. They every model they have. You name a gender or a race or anything. They're right there in the black with the gold trim. That's Fred Perry's getting away from that. I can't help that Gavin McInnes took something that was a symbol of racial equality. The original skinheads wore them. And now Gavin McInnes has tried to take that and make it something racist.
Because
mm-hmm. You realize the original skinheads were not racist. In fact, they were very unified racially. It was a movement.
Wasn't that like the whole Sharp thing, skinheads against racial prejudice?
That was like the whole deal? That came as a reaction to the skinhead, people using the skinhead movement to be racist. But originally it was their working class British youth that were falling in love with the rhythm and culture of the newly integrated Jamaican and West Indies crowd in England. So at first it was a representation of unity, but then it has been co-opted. But I refuse not to wear Fred Perry based on Gavin McGinnis, who used to be hysterical, but now he's turned into some weirdo. But when he was at Vice, he was hysterical. But what are you going to do? So way to go, Rich. Ruining my vibe.
I know. It's like that. I read an article about the guy who created that cartoon frog. You know, the Pepe, the frog guy that you see. There's a bunch of, I think it's turned into like a very political, like MAGA thing. The you know, people who are like, you know, very extreme right use this Pepe the Frog. And this guy just, it was a cartoon. He was just a cartoonist and he was making something like Garfield. And all of a sudden, like, he can't make the cartoon anymore because now it just, it's a symbol for something else. Like, somebody stole it and he's like, I want my cartoon back. I want to be able to just kind of put this in the paper and do what I can with it. But now it means something I never intended it to be. I didn't mean to be political. It's a cartoon who goes on adventures. He's a frog who has like a badger friend and things. And now all of a sudden, if I just draw it, everyone's like, why are you doing it?
Well, Garfield's a symbol for the very, very depressed. Because he hates Mondays.
Oh, yeah. And him and Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown didn't dislike Mondays.
He was just very depressed.
Yeah, Lucy was there. She'd take his money. But Garfield, he sleeps in a lasagna pan. That's how much Garfield loves lasagna. Somewhere Jim Davis is raking it in. People sitting Jim Davis, I would imagine lasagna on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
that's not so subtle that he likes that. All right. And by the way, what was it? Lasagna Cat. Go Google Lasagna Cat and watch the cartoons if you haven't seen it.
Oh, that is pretty funny.
Kill about 15 minutes of your day. Lasagna Cat, where they act out the actual Garfield comics. And it's actually very funny. Because there's 99 out of 100 times you go, where's the joke? There's not a joke in this Garfield comic. Jim Dave, the fact that Garfield got that famous based on it never being remotely funny,
mm-hmm.
like not even having jokes.
Yeah. Diet is die with a T. That's really hilarious.
I don't get it. What are you saying?
Well, of course, the owner. Is it Arbuckle?
John.
John Arbuckle asked Garfield to go on a diet, you see. And he said, I'm not doing that. Diet is just die with a T at the end of it. And that was the end of the comic.
See, that is a joke, though.
Yes.
I'll give you a Garfield joke from Lasagna Cat. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Lasagna Cat joke. Okay. All right, I'm going to do it right now. This is from January 26, 1995. Garfield's sitting there. He's looking at a mug. He's having a sip out of the mug. There's Garfield, okay? So he's sitting there, whoa, his eyes bug out,
mm-hmm.
okay? So here his eyes are bugging out. He's just drank this coffee. I don't know what it is. It says, one more cup of coffee would probably be a mistake. And then his eyes bug out, and he goes, I know my caffeine.
All right.
How long did the comic strip last? Is it still going?
It's three blocks.
Yeah.
So he goes, one more cup of coffee is going to make me crazy. And then there's a space.
Yeah.
Kapoomp, it's that beat.
Yeah.
And then his eyes bug out. He goes, I know my caffeine.
Three panels, you say?
The guy is a multi-millionaire. Guy is worth more money than we could ever even fathom. And that's what he came up with. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
All right. Well, we got another team that's down 3-1. And it was Fitzmagic last night. Looks like it's going to be a while until we see that upstart quarterback I think that everyone wanted to see playing in Miami.
All right. We will have that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, we've seen this movie before. Clip.
Murray turns the corner on LeBron James. He goes, but LeBron right there disrupted that shot. Rondo left wide open. He'll take it, and he'll hit it. Rajon Rondo gives the Lakers a five-point lead.
I hate the Lakers, but I love that Rondo's doing well. He's been amazing this series. Well, last night, the Denver Nuggets suffered the same fate as the Boston Celtics. They fell behind 3-1 to the Los Angeles Lakers, but for Denver, this is where the real series starts. In both series leading up to this, Denver became the first team in NBA history to have back-to-back series wins down 3-1. And Jamal Murray, he was great as always. 32 points, ridiculous shots. You've seen the highlight reels. Jokic, the human bag of potatoes, however, he was quieter than normal after he got into foul trouble. He finished with only 16 points, but the Lakers, they ended up pushing this one to the brink. Here is LeBron James after the game.
I don't reserve any energy. When I'm on the floor, I give it all I got. If I need a break, I ask for a break. But coach has done a good job of, getting me out throughout the course of a game. But I don't look at it as a reserve tank. I feel like, I got pretty good energy when I'm on the floor all the time. It's winning time, and I don't have a chance or time to be feeling tired. I'm tired now. That's when I'm tired. When the zeros hit the clock, that's when I'm tired. But I'm not tired when I'm in the game.
That reminds me of course, the line from Predator. I ain't got time to bleed. Too busy to get tired. Come on, what are we talking about here?
That's when he got on Jamal Murray, I'm reading. He said that was win time.
Did you see? Yeah. Did you see what LeBron did in the final 5 minutes last night?
Oh, I watched it.
He did something that Giannis didn't do. And remember we were saying when Jimmy Butler was just tearing apart my Milwaukee in the round before this one?
Yep.
And we were waiting for Giannis, who was the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year and the MVP, to say, I got this guy. You know, he's killing us. I got this guy. And he never did that. That's what LeBron did last night. Jamal Murray was 12 of 18 from the field, and Denver was right there. And with 5 minutes left, LeBron said, I got this guy, and Jamal Murray did not make a shot after that.
I think they were not scoreless, but no field goals in the last almost 4 minutes of that game, Denver. And, and that's a team that it's nearly impossible to hold that team scoreless. I mean, Jamal Murray makes some of the most freakish shots that you've seen in the league. I mean, he's a wizard.
And he got nothing against LeBron.
He's a wizard.
You've piqued my attention. So far, I've been blacking out all this sports game talk, but do tell.
By the way, the Nuggets, that name's the best. I hope they never change it. I don't think of anything else but McDonald's whenever I hear that they're called the Nuggets. I mean, just everyone's like, hey, they beat the Nuggets. Woohoo! Cool name.
My kids are the same way.
So
they love it.
No, yeah. Your kids go to McDonald's?
No.
My kids go to crap. Nuggies, they talk by, they associate with poo.
Oh, really? Is that a name for poo? I'm surprised. I don't know this.
Everything's a name for poo if you're a 12-year-old boy.
A nuggie.
Somehow my daughter has not fallen into this trap, but yes, my son equates everything to feces at this point.
Well, here we go again.
He's in that Nuggets sweet spot right before puberty.
Well, the Denver Poo Nuggets, they are 6-0 this season when facing elimination. That's insane. Let's see if they can go 9-0 and turn this thing around. I mean, they've got it. I mean, they've got that thing where just...
Not this time.
Not this time. The Lakers are great. I mean,
not only
great
are
team.
The Lakers going to beat them, the Lakers are going to beat them in the next game. It's going to be over on Saturday. Over tomorrow.
Maybe they'll give them one more. Maybe the refs will try to extend this thing.
Only if LeBron falls asleep.
That could be the case.
Well, not speaking, if it's winning time.
Right. It's winning time. That's when you sick them up. Although, I saw that and I kept thinking, why didn't they sick Marcus Smart on Tyler Hero? That would have been kind of nice. Maybe you switch things up a little bit.
Get a little physical with him. In fact, I wouldn't want to be Tyler Hero. I would imagine I wouldn't want to be Tyler Hero come tonight because there's going to be, I would hope there's some rough stuff.
Well, it depends on what team shows up. You know, I don't know if it's going game three Celtics. Yes, maybe you're right. But game four Celtics.
You're going to stare at our bench. You're going to start, you know, whooping it up. All right. Well, there's going to be a little bit of a price to pay. You're not getting to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your, if you want to get to the basket, look at shoot threes. If you want to get it to the, if you want to get to the basket, there's going to be a price to pay. Take a couple fouls, set a little bit of a tone. That's what I would do.
Well, speaking of being down 3-1, the Celtics, they're getting ready to hopefully pump a little life into the series tonight in Game 5. We talked to Danny Ainge yesterday, and he talked about how what he saw in Game 4 he doesn't think is representative of who this team is. Clip.
You know, we have so many good stretches in the course of the game. You can see that our players are prepared. You can see that they're, it's just being able to sustain it. You know, the turnovers, there's so many of them, of the turnovers that are just unforced turnovers. And so that's frustrating.
That's the number one thing. That's the number one reason why they're not winning this series, is because they've been careless with the ball. And sadly, a lot of the turnovers weren't even something that was forced by the Heat. It was just bad passes, bad decision-making, fumble fingers from guys like, I mean, Jason Tatum was the worst offender in Game 4, but, I mean, Kemba Walker has had his share as well. It all comes back to that. As close as these games have been, when in two of these four games you have doubled the amount of turnovers that the Heat has had, that makes all the difference when you only lose by three like you did in Game 4. And they've got to control their stuff. And maybe that's a Brad Stevens thing, and I got to think at some point when it becomes a pattern like that, you do have to point some fingers at the coach. Well, during yesterday, speaking of Brad Stevens, during yesterday's press availability, he was taking questions from both the reporters down at Disney and on Zoom. You've seen that before. It's kind of like we have a question. There's a guy running the whole press conference. They say, we have a question here at Disney, Brad Stevens. It's so-and-so from, you know, Gary Washburn for the Globe. And then they'll say, on Zoom now we have so-and-so from blah, 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 blah. Well, yesterday, it was somewhat of a cluster, as evidenced by this exchange between Brad Stevens and frequent guest of the show, Jay King of The Athletic. Now, it was Jay's turn to ask Brad a question remotely via Zoom, and here's how things went
down.
No
excuses.
Gotta hit the mute button, Jay. All right. I'll disable once and allow one more time. Jay?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Brandon, was that you that disabled Jay's question?
No, I did everything right, for the record. I
That was a pretty good move. Good. All right, Jay, I guess we'll let you ask a question. Or maybe not. Brandon.
What the
There you go. We can hear you now, Jay.
Loud and clear on that.
Was that the question you had for me?
Every time I press the unmute button, it just doesn't work.
You're on. You're on, Jay.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right there. Thanks, Coach.
All right, see you.
All right, I just love that when,
button, Jay.
Yeah, when Jay said, what the F, Brad answered, was that your question? Almost as if that's a legitimate question after Wednesday's game. Like, what the F?
I would have Gary Washburn ask all the questions because he has the tenacity and the will to be down there. Not having sex, according to Cedric Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Just down there, which is no big deal. I mean, I could go 2 years,
mm-hmm.
5 years, 10 years. Test me. Offer me a dollar.
Sounds like a challenge.
Oh, yeah. Cozy calendar has been empty for a while, has it?
I mean, I had sex when I got back from the Hab.
But
I'm weaning off the Paxil. Because for me, there's no pleasure anymore. I haven't even I haven't looked at pornography since rehab. Since I went into rehab the first time. Before I got removed. So I haven't looked at pornography since mid-July.
Wow.
For the most part.
2 months.
I might have looked at it. I take that back. I might have looked at it briefly once or twice. But I
because
not...
Because I would think weaning yourself off of all this stuff, your libido's got to bounce back, right?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Paxil can kill your libido. I've always been able to get erect, but I can't, you know what I'm saying.
Finish.
tip
sure,
of the cap
sure.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now I have no desire.
Hmm.
So I'm almost monkish.
That'll come back.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. When you get all that stuff out of your system, you know, then all of a sudden you're, you know, the youthful energy, you know, will yeah. shoot through your body. I'm not joking. I mean, I think that's kind of the deal when that happens.
I hope. And, yeah, because I guess I didn't know how much damage I was doing to my body because I feel good, but it's just for other people, it's not so great in terms of smells and other things. My digestive tract, my stomach is a little bit on the fritz.
You're under repair, Fred. You're under repair.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't, like, I'm not in any, like, discomfort.
You're just not sure what's coming next.
I'm like Pigpen. I just have a green glow around me.
It's like you live next to a nuclear plant.
Exactly. I thought Zoe was going to come in a hazmat suit yesterday because I think John just gets used to it. But nothing's happened today. So far, so good today.
Good.
Thank you. All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
All right, well, let's get into what happened yesterday with Ryan Fitzpatrick. As I said, if he keeps playing this way, unfortunately, we're not going to see Tua for a while.
He's got energy. Against a very good Jacksonville team.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, it looks like we got good Ryan Fitzpatrick last night. Clip.
There it is. Quarterback draw. Touchdown, Miami.
Hey, that's pretty darn good call by you guys right there. They love playing with him.
Yes, they do. Mobbing him in the end zone.
Okay. What's going on there? But a ridiculously efficient game for Ryan Fitzpatrick. 18 of 20, 160 yards, two passing, and a running touchdown in the Miami Dolphins of their first win of the season over a juggernaut. 31-13 over the Jaguars. This sucks. Because I really want to see Tua this year, and Fitzpatrick's going to be just mediocre enough to prevent that from happening.
I don't think they have any intention of playing Tua.
If you're Brian Flores, this has to be just beyond maddening because you just never know when that guy's going to show up.
Purgatory.
That guy beat the Patriots last week of the regular season last year. That guy, that was the guy that showed up. He was 18 of 20, I think, right? That's ridiculous.
It's four touchdowns or four interceptions. You don't know what you're going to get with him, but he's always just fine enough to most of the time, just fine enough to not get benched. Now, the one thing that I thought was interesting is that I guess that is... He has beaten the Jaguars on six different teams, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think I saw that yesterday.
No, I saw the same thing.
He's beating him any way you can beat them on six different teams. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been that guy. How much money has he made in this league? It's absurd. Yeah. It's got to be absurd. He's got to have made over $100 million at this point. Don't you think? In all the years he's been playing.
What do you guys like, the beard or the mustache, huh?
Well, Fred, listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick... Is there anything you'd like to say about last night's game, Clip?
The mustache is his look. He rocks it.
Saw him in pregame warm-up with the cut-off sleeves. I mean, he's got a good thing going, but I'll stick with the beard and the chest hair and the you know, the senior citizen look.
Those guys, one's young with a mustache, the other one's old with a beard.
We have fun.
Beards and mustaches exist. Yeah. All right, there's something that normal people have in society. That why are we still pretending like people don't have beards and mustaches?
You're a fuddy-duddy. It's so fun. I mean, that Minshew, he cuts the sleeves off his shirts. He's out there, and you're like, what's up with this guy? But you chalk it up to youth. And then you got Ryan Fitzpatrick, who went to Harvard. And he's got a beard, and he's running around, but he's having a good time, too. I think that you're reading too much into it. I don't think that he meant any harm. I think that they get along great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, John. Just joshing.
We have a number. Dan and I were just looking up how much money Ryan Fitzpatrick has made over his career.
How much?
That plucky can-do kid out of Harvard, somewhere around between 70 and 80 million.
I mean, it's you never think of him as being a guy that would just, you know, make a ton of money, but he's been around for so long and he's been a starter for so long that I knew it was going to be close to 100. I actually thought he would have hit 100 by now.
This is his eighth NFL team.
But he's got a lot of enthusiasm in that beard.
Tampa Bay, the Jets, right? The Jets for a year or two. Houston,
the Bills, right?
Tennessee, Buffalo, who somehow gave him a 6-year, $59 million contract.
Wow, hang on. He had a $59 million deal?
Yeah, that lasted 2 years. No, okay. He came in here with Buffalo and torched the Patriots.
Yeah, he's been signed.
I remember
backup.
That.
And,
he's started, but he's been come in as the idea of being a backup for a lot.
But you can be a backup. Well, that's the thing, too, is you could be a backup in this league and make like a ton of cash. Like, how much money do you think Colt McCoy has made?
No, it's Chase Daniel who's
Chase Daniel's. Like, he's the bellwether. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have thrown to Brad Smith, too, and made $1 billion. All you had to do is just throw screens to Brad Smith and just go, here, go.
Yeah. But by the way, go ahead. For all the years of great fantasy advice that Dave Richard has given us, every once in a while he tells you to bench Deshaun Watson for Gardner Minshew. I would like to thank him for that because that's exactly what I did. Finished the game 30 for 24 with a late interception and also a lost fumble. So
yeah, but
that didn't quite work out so hot.
But you know what? He's got an attitude that's not going to get him down.
He's got a mustache. He's got a headband.
And he cuts off the sleeves of his shirts.
Man.
I mean, I saw him out there.
He's
people's
really cool.
Minds are blown. Yeah. Oh my goodness, spaghetti in a can? Like, it's just like, why is your mind being blown by this?
I bet you he drives a car that you wouldn't think he'd drive to, like some vintage such and such.
An RV. I bet he drives an RV, like an RV or something like that.
I bet.
Winnebago.
Or like an Airstream that he takes around and he just chills. I don't know. Anyway, I like the kid. He's fun.
He's got moxie.
Yeah, I like him.
You know?
I like
him. He does his own thing.
Fitz magic
you know?
Is what they call him. Because I don't even know how to put it into words. He's just fun.
Well, Fred, I thought you would appreciate this. Yesterday, there was a big bulletin that was put out to the entire world, or just a guy put it on Twitter. The Fire Adam Gase protest.
Yes, I saw the big crowd.
Yesterday at 1 p.m., here's what was put out. It goes, when? Thursday, September 24th, 1 p.m.
Yes.
Where? One Jets Drive, Florham Park, New Jersey. All diehard Jets fans, let's gather in front of the Jets training facility on Thursday at 1 p.m. to voice our suffering. Mm. We have the worst coach in NFL history and have an owner who's even more clueless. Enough is enough. Then it says, please wear a mask and practice proper social distancing measures upon arrival. Mm-hmm. These Jets, they have big hearts too. Mm-hmm. How many people, Fred, you've seen this. How many people would you guess showed up to the Fire Adam Gase protest?
10?
15? 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I saw 2.
Two was the first one. Two buddies showed up. So it started off with 2 who were standing on the corner.
I'm going to wear my Donald jersey.
There was one guy with a Donald jersey,
Because I like him.
And so it says this guy said, from what I can tell, this is the extent of the Fire Adam Gase protest. It was supposed to start at 1. It's 1:21. He said, I did see another guy in a Jets jersey parked in a car nearby, but he drove away. So that was when the two dudes were there. Finally, the four showed up, and somebody from security came over there, and the guy has a sign that looks like he made 3 minutes before he got there on a piece of torn off cardboard and like a marker, and it says, Gase is a bozo.
Guys, what are you doing? Johnny, where are you going? Don't worry about it. Why are you taking that cardboard? Don't worry about it. Oh, God, where'd he go? What's Johnny doing? I made a sign.
So, somebody said the protest grew.
Bozo.
He's a bozo. And the picture of them is awesome. It's just like four dudes, and they look exactly what you think they look like. And they're like walking down the street. And it says the protest grew, but security had them walk off this business campus to the major street, which is public property. One yelled, I love you, Adam Gase, but you have to go. Wow, they seem really committed to this. Another encouraged Christopher Johnson to grow some blank courage, for a better lack of a better term, it said. So there you go, Fred. It looks like they're unifying in the hatred of Adam Gase.
We're unifying. He's a bozo.
Yeah. Bozo. They're never going to fire Gase. Never. And then Gase is coming out with glee with everyone who's hurt on the team, everyone on offense. I don't even know who the – Chris – because now their slot receiver's hurt.
Yeah.
So now it's Chris Hogan –
yeah, Hogan's their number one guy entering this weekend.
And a fella named Berrios. So they
Braxton Berrios, former Patriot.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All pro caliber player. But so I don't even know. And then Chris Herndon's one of their tight ends.
Who are they playing? I'm sorry, Fred. Who are they playing today?
They're playing at 4 o'clock. They're playing the Colts, where they are 10.5-point dogs.
The Colts.
Going into Indianapolis.
All right.
10.5-point dogs going in there. And I think the Colts will win that game handily, as the team does not care about Adam Gase and also has no one playing. But Christopher Johnson's probably thinking, well, they don't have anyone on offense. Door, door, door.
Well, I mean, that story that came out, I didn't get to read it. I just saw the headline. And that is that players are complaining that the practices suck as well. Yes. Is that right?
They're saying they're not prepared to go into games.
That's why I think Gase
that's the most damning thing, right? Like, out of all the stuff that's out there and the team being bad, when you have players saying that we're not even prepared, I mean, that's something as an – I mean, this has gone on for a while, but that is something as an owner that you take seriously.
You would think so.
If you're going in there and you don't know what you're doing, that sucks.
You would think so, but then you would have to sit across from the guy and fire him, which I'm not sure Christopher Johnson has the sack to do.
Well, that's now you're talking that guy's language. He was protesting.
Meanwhile, Greg Williams is like, yeah, fire him.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Right.
Let's go.
And Greg Williams' defense has been fantastic.
I'm in charge.
The only good news is that some guy that Rich Cimini retweeted has their left tackle, the big kid, as being the best rookie in football right now.
Becton, right?
Is it Becton?
Mekhi Becton, the guy who's like bench pressing pickup trucks? No, he was the guy who was pushing the pickup truck up the hill, right?
He's like 6'8", 5,000 pounds.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he's a big kid. All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
Mookie Betts talks about being traded from the Red Sox, and he doesn't seem too upset by it.
I would imagine he's not. We will be back in
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Drive home with Felger and Maz this afternoon at 2. Right now, the This is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shout to my Umbala fam, my diabetes fam, yeah. Oi, even hipsters ain't safe. You gotta be careful what part of your face you shave. They say, why is Reezy chat about race? Why you breathing about air just like Harry Kay say? My flow like a ponytail, so when I spit on the skin, it becomes a Hare Krishna. Keep up or watch your feet or get them blisters. Like you're on the bar by the car, but that's the mission.
It's good.
Call the feds, call the papers, my youth.
Did he say shout out to the diabetes fam?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a very healthy group of people.
Well, he's type two. He's referring to a dessert.
Oh, okay. Pray for my nephew, I pray
you're not antagonized. This guy was in Star Wars.
Oh, it's that guy.
Swear word.
Oh, very nice. It's that guy. It's the dude who was in Rogue One, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Yeah. He's a pretty good actor. I think that guy is also in a movie that's coming out called The Sound of Metal. And that movie looks amazing. I think it gets released this weekend, maybe on Netflix or something like that. But it's about this heavy metal drummer who goes deaf. And it's about how he, you know, it's kind of a really good look into what it's like to actually go deaf. And the way it's directed is wild. Like, while he's playing in the middle of a show, you just can see, like, the sound just go away and how he's, you know, he's freaking out. It looks like an actually really good movie. But, yeah, that guy, I don't even know what his name is. Like, Raz something or Riz something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But Dan doesn't, that's the Sweatshop Boys. Featuring Heems from Das Racist.
Sorry, still, just not a fan. That's all. Of that
he's
song.
He's not a fan. He doesn't like it.
That song.
I want to hear more about the diabetes crew.
Yep. He referenced a Middle Eastern
it's Wilford Brimley's rap crew.
Diabetes.
It's
the diabetes posse.
Right.
What does Mookie Betts have to say? He's happy.
Yeah, he's very happy right now. I mean, he just got that massive, $365 million contract, I believe that it was. So, I mean, 12 years and a lot more than what the Red Sox had offered him. And he talked to The Ringer yesterday. CeCe Sabathia was actually the one who interviewed him. And they're asking about how everything...
CeCe Sabathia, recovering alcoholic. Go ahead.
I think he looks good now, too. Mm. Hasn't he lost, like, a ton of weight?
I don't know. He balloons.
Okay.
He goes up and down.
All right. He fluctuates. But here is Mookie being asked about his last days as a Boston Red Sox, and I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's too unhappy that this is all over with.
When you was going through the process of, like, getting traded, were there other teams? Because I never even heard any other teams rumored. It was just, like, all of a sudden, like, Mookie's going to the Dodgers. How did that process work? You know what I'm saying?
It went down to San Diego and here. And so
win-win right there.
Yeah. the only thing that really sucks is taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really it. I mean, it was just these two teams, and it was a cool process actually. Like, it seemed like everybody was all on the same page. Like, the Red Sox front office did a great job and like talking through everything. It wasn't just like boom trade, you know, on Twitter. It was, you know, they talked and said, hey, you know, if something makes sense, then we're gonna, you know, I think we'll pull the trigger. And you know, so that's pretty much, and obviously we didn't talk to other teams, but
yeah,
the Red Sox did a really good job with it. So it wasn't that bad. I thought it was gonna be way worse. I was actually hitting when the trigger was finally pulled, and then I thought it was gonna hurt. It didn't hurt initially. But I think a couple of days later, it was like kind of sad a little bit because I was like, okay, you know, we got to get ready to go to Boston or go to Florida. I'm sorry. And then it's, you know, our shit's out in AZ. So
in AZ.
Yeah.
But I think it makes it a little easier, I guess, getting traded in the offseason. Because could you imagine like being in the clubhouse and you and Jackie sitting there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would have been real sad, actually. Because it was like, this is going to sound horrible, but I don't mean it that way. Like, I was at home and I didn't have to say bye to so many people. It would have been like literally everybody. It was, I guess it's kind of fair that I got to say bye to nobody, really.
I got nothing out of that.
See, to me, it sounds like that he obviously wanted to stay. I think that there's part of it that he wanted to stay, but once it was done, it was like, all right, well, there was no mixed message. It was, they told me that if they found something good, I was going to be gone. And once I was gone, it was like, all right, well, moving on then. But it does sound like there was he did want to stick around, and he would have liked to have stayed, but there was never any indication that, dude, we're going to make this happen.
Yeah, he didn't really say anything, in my opinion, in that thing.
He was sad, but he wasn't sad. He was happy, but he wasn't happy.
Mad at the organization.
He wasn't mad at anyone. He wasn't pissed off that the Red Sox basically tanked their entire season. And boy, I'm happy to get out of there. I went from one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball to the best team in Major League Baseball, and they're paying me $365 million over 12 years. What a difference a day can make. And by the way, he's one of the best players in Major League Baseball this year. In the conversation for MVP, so all that money the Dodgers spent was well spent.
Hey, do we know, I don't know how many home runs Mookie Betts has hit, but there was a big thing at the beginning of the season. What will there be more of, Red Sox wins or Mookie Betts home runs?
Red Sox wins, but it's close.
Okay.
Betts has, I think, 16 or 17.
Okay.
Something like that. But yeah.
That Dodgers rotation, not the best in the National League anymore, so we'll see how they do. Their staff's got a 4 ERA. All right, Burt Breer from MMQB is going to join us over there on the Zoom. We'll talk to him. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.